When I see the morning mist drift along a river, hear a whistle from a southbound train. When I taste the juice from a tree ripened orange, or smell of fresh summer rain, these are the grains of Florida sand that stuck to the bottom of my shoe. I'm going back to stay, it's the only way off to those St. John's River blues. When I see a dance of fireflies long after sunset, hear an owl hoot across the slough, when the flocks begin to bloom early in the spring, I'll catch some St. John's River blues. These are the grains of Florida sand that are stuck to the bottom of my shoe. I'm going back to stay, it's the only way I'll cure those St. John's River blues. When I see a cane-pole fisherman on the bank of a river, hear honey in a southern drawl, when I'm poor served up grits with my plate of catfish, or hear an Osceola turkey call, these are grains of Florida sand that stuck to the bottom of my shoe. I'm going back to stay, it's the only way I'll cure those St. John's River blues. When I see a boat stacked high with its crab traps filled, hear a fiddle play an old time tune, when the nights begin to cool and there's a snap in the air, I'll catch some St. John's River blues. These are the grains of Florida sand that are stuck to the bottom of my shoe. I'm going back to stay, it's the only way I'll cure those St. John's River blues. Yeah, going back to stay, it's the only way I'll cure those St. John's River blues.
We're going to take a couple seconds here. And we're going to do Ocklawaha Miss. Okay, all right, all right. We're going to... I'll tell you, and the whole cycle begins again. When the swamps along the St. John's return to green, sometimes pairs of ospreys are seen mirrored in flight against the Florida sky. They'll dip and veer as they fly in parallel turns. They'll circle around, climb to a summit just to plunge down. In rapid descent at the surface they dive, and the last second pull up and glide. It's a waltz with the wind when ospreys take wing along St. John's in early spring. an aerial gamble of circles and spins. It's an osprey's waltz with the wind. Top of a tree, pause for a moment, this apogee, call to the heavens in a shrill cry, then unfurl their wings to fly. The game begins again as they soar up on high to the just barely visible and clear blue sky. Together they'll break out and quickly descend. It's a osprey's waltz with the wind. It's a waltz with the wind when ospreys take wing along St. John's in early spring. An aerial gamble of circles and spins. It's an osprey's waltz with the wind. When the swamps along the St. John's return to green, sometimes pairs of ospreys are seen, mirrored in flight against the Florida sky, will dip and veer as they fly.
Thank you. I want to mention that we just added a new band member today. Stan Gerber on our harmonica over here has seen, has graciously consented to sit in with us this afternoon, and we're sure happy to have him. We're going to do a little thing called Ocklawaha Mist. You see it.
See.
I'll drip through the morning mist as the Ocklawaha twists through its corridors of green. On a mystic boat ride down that crooked river, sifting some magical scene. Well, the silence of this dawn is like a cloak around my shoulders in this fog-covered river, waiting to be lifted by the warmth of the coming day that sunrise can deliver. But the chill of the damp air makes me tremble while the new day pulls against its shroud. Hidden snags present a ghoulish danger, dreaded phantoms in a misty cloud. Through the morning mist, as the Ocklawaha twists through its corridors of green. On a mystic boat ride down that crooked river, sipping some magical scene. Through its corridors of green. swamp. Spill that morning fog into the spring-fed highway, revealing a primal force that guards the shores of our home, a crooked causeway. But when sunlight touches the bonnets along the water's edge, it signals another day in the sun. And I'll soon be gone with the spade of mist down this Ocklawaha River run. But I'll prove to the morning mist as the Ocklawaha twists to its corridors of green. On a mystic boat ride down that crooked river, as if in some magical scene, as if in some magical scene.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
We're you want to do a banjo tune?
Sure, you guys.
We're gonna do a banjo tune. We're gonna do three banjo tunes. We're gonna do a little old time medley of Soldier's Joy, Rock the Cradle Joe, and Spotted Pony. For those of you that haven't followed, that don't follow the old-time music circuit, Pete is two times Florida State banjo champion on the claw hammer, so we like to let him shine a little bit.
We'll give a warning to the sound man of instrument change.
Ready?
Thank you.
Thank you much. We're gonna try old Augustine.
Sure.
I'm gonna tell you a little story about this song. I wrote this song right after I moved up to Satsuma, and I do a lot of reenactment. I had a lot of opportunities to wander the old streets of St. Augustine long after the tourists have gone home. And a lot of times I'd be in that old city at 2 or 3 in the morning, and I'd be walking down the street, getting back to my car, and I'd feel like somebody was watching me, and I'd turn around, and wouldn't be anybody there. So I bought a book called Ghosts of Old Augustine and read it, and it kind of inspired me to write this next tune. And I entertained at eco-tours over in East Palenque, and I was telling this story one evening around a campfire to a group of tourists that had come in, and there was a lady sitting on the front row, and she was just grinning from ear to ear, and I said, "Oh, you read the book?" She said, "No, I wrote the book." So we're going to dedicate this to Sandy Craig. He'll be, guys. Well, named for a saint built by the sea is a lady of mystery, this oldest city. So listen to this song and the story I tell of old Augustine and her magic spell. Now each narrow street has history to reveal, lined with houses and bewitching appeal. A crumbling Spanish fort holding secrets unknown, an aged bridge guarded by lions of stone. The gates of the city invite you inside to savor the charms that this lady hides when you dare to enter her magic stars, and her spirits will capture your heart. Has ghosts that have names and ghosts that have not. Ghosts in courtyards and cemetery plots. When night breezes stir and dance through the door, phantoms are waltzing around the floor. Now strolling after midnight, her old Spanish streets, here's hoping apparitions are friendly and if you're not careful, you'll be caught in the schemes by the spirits of old Augustine. The gates of the city invite you inside to savor the charms of this lady hides. When you dare to enter her magic stars, and her spirits will capture your heart. Invite you inside to savor the charms of this lady hide. When you dare to enter her magic stars, and her spirits will capture your heart, and her spirits will capture your heart. Thank you. How are we doing on time, Mr. Soundman? Okay, we'll do, you want to do Pickle Pig and then with a quick version of Midnight on the Water? E and D stand on Pickle
okay,
Pig.
Okay, sure.
Well, gather closely, friends, for this story you should hear. It tells of a grave tragedy when a pig drank my beer. Now, this piggy wasn't the biggest or the meanest one I've seen, but his taste for an ice-cold beer sure was mighty keen. And there's a pickle pig in Cracker Swamp that's living in that sleep. He's got a love for John Barleycorn and a taste for that fruit. On a hunting trip some years ago, I got tired and thirsty, so I headed back to camp for beer and a nap, you see. Well, when I reached my campsite, why, this is what I found. My coolers had been opened and the contents thrown around by the pickle pig from Cracker Swamp that's living in that sleep. He's got a love for John Barleycorn and a taste for that fruit. Well, he tasted Coca-Cola's, the Pepsi showed no trace. He drank a six-pack of cold Michelob and left with my last case. He ate my eggs and bacon and steak for supper time. The only tracks that I could find were that of that swine. That pickle pig from Cracker Swamp that's living in that sleep. He's got a love for John Barleycorn and a taste for that food. So with a loaded shotgun in my hand, I lit out after him, following those aimless tracks and his empty beer cans. He staggered across Pine Islands, he crossed a cabbage strand. I found that drunken pig passed out, sleeping like a lamb. That pickle pig from Cracker Swamp that's living in that sleep. He's got a love for John Barleycorn and a taste for that fruit. Well, I guess the Lord loves drunks and fools and sometimes a pig full of beer. 'Cause my heart went out to that sud-soaked swine and I left him lying there. But when I see a jar of pickled pig's feet, I think of that alcoholic spree. And I wonder if those pickled feet are part of his anatomy. That pickled pig from Cracker Swamp that's living in that sea. Got a love for John Barleycorn and a taste for that fruit. Got a love for John Barleycorn and a taste for that fruit. Well, I've had to give it one more signal, so we're going to do a short version of Midnight on the Water. Most contra dances, if you who do that sort of thing, know that the evening ends on a waltz. We'd like to do that for y'all this afternoon. Midnight on the Water. Thank you very much.